Today we'll take up a case from True Dharma I, the 300 koans of Master Dogen. I'll be using the version translated by Dido Lori. These are koans from the Soto, or Cao Dong school of Zen. And unlike what we see in much of the Wu Men Guan, or the Biyan Lu, the Blue Cliff Record, these are not the strong head-to-head combative exchanges in which we have to help out a monk in trouble or figure out some kind of a Zen comeback. Rather, they are very quiet, peaceful conversations between two or three adepts. A Dharma dance with partners in complete accord needs no shouts, no blows, no winners or losers. All are completely present in the moment, and they are perfectly comfortable there. It's a good thing to look at such interactions in these times of anger, pride, and unreality that we live in. These cases force us at last to completely relinquish any and all grandiose ideas about enlightenment, and to be ordinary in the deepest sense. Nanchuan said to Zhao Zhou, "Ordinary mind is a Tao." Dogen said that the person who advances in the way is an ordinary person. Layman Pong said, "My miracle is chopping wood and carrying water." From what I understand of the modern Soto school of Zen, koans are no longer studied. Rather than seek enlightenment or realization or whatever you want to call it, the Soto practitioner proceeds from the faith that all beings are fundamentally enlightened from the very beginning. This is indeed the Buddha's teaching. Wonder of wonders, all beings are whole and complete, lacking nothing, endowed with wisdom and virtue. But there is a danger here, that of complacency. If one just engages in impeccable behavior, does shikantaza, will enlightenment naturally follow? It does for some. But for me, the constant and deep questioning that comes out of koan practice is the sine qua non for realization or insight. Without the question, there can be no answer. In our Yasutani Harada lineage, the Sambo Kyodan, we sit very much in the Soto style, facing the wall. And yet we also have a koan curriculum. And even in shikantaza, there can arise a questioning. It may not be any specific question like, who am I or what is mu? But there is a deeply questioning spirit. The questioning that comes out of these koans of Master Dogen is for me very different from that in most of the collections we work with here. The more I look at them, the more I have come to appreciate them. It's like meeting old friends I haven't seen in a long while, and I take great joy in spending time with them, getting acquainted, or maybe it's reacquainted. True Dharma I, case number 23, Yangshan's High and Low. One day, Master Yangshan joined his teacher, Guishan, in plowing the rice field. Yangshan said, "Master, this place is low. How can I level it with a higher place?" Guishan said, "Water is level, so why not use water and make the entire field level?" Yangshan said, Water is not necessary. Master, high places are level as high places, and low places are level as low. Guishan said, yes, that is so. In the Zen literature, there are many exchanges between these two, Guishan and his disciple, Yangshan. Guishan, whose dates are 771 to 853 of the Common Era, is the Tenzo who kicked over the water bottle in case number 40 of the Wumen Quan. He worked hard with Bai Zhang for many years. Yangshan, who lived from 807 to 883, was a brilliant prodigy who, after visiting several masters in the lineage of Ma Zu and Wei Zhong, finally settled with Guishan and remained with him for 15 years. This case is a wonderful example of how the entire arc of our practice can be encapsulated in one very short exchange. One day, Yangshan joined his teacher, Guishan, in plowing the rice field. Yangshan said, Master, this place is low. This place is low. That's where it begins, with notions of where we are in the virtual world of time, space, and karma. We look at high places and low places and judge good, bad, high or low. I see someone getting out of a stretched limo in front of the Brown Palace Hotel, or see a celebrity lionized on a talk show, and desire arises. Envy. I want that. Someday I'll be rich and famous. I see a homeless person with a cardboard sign on Spear Boulevard, and pity arises. Maybe contempt. That poor SOB. I'll never be like that. I sure hope that doesn't happen to me. Our very language makes these distinctions for us. We speak of high ideals, the low character, standing tall, coming up short, scaling the heights, sliding downhill, the upper classes, the lower depths, the overlord, the underling. With every observation of a phenomenon comes the judgment, the attachment. This is good, I like that, I want this. That's greed. This is bad, I hate that, I don't like the other. That is hatred. And according to phenomena, a reality outside of ourselves, an ongoing existence to other, and therefore to the self, that is ignorance. When we get caught up in the spurious reality of high and low, we blind ourselves to the great reality. The wheel of birth and death turns with every judgment, every pursuit, every avoidance. Attachment to any of it is our suffering. It is only when we begin to see the futility that we are moved to enter into practice. Thus, Yangshan must ask, how can I level it with a higher place? How can we level it? How can we escape all the painful and pitiful comparisons and judgments that make our lives the suffering that they are? We work like demons on the mat to go beyond distinctions, such as large and small, until they have relevance for us no more. What is this practice? where does it get us? Guishan said, water is level. Water levels all things. The engineers of ancient cultures, Egypt, Greece, the Mayans, understood water. Water was used to level the sites of the Great Pyramids, among other things. How do we use water to level all things? What water are we talking about? Is Guishan suggesting an engineering project? Water is a protean substance. It takes the shape of whatever container it happens to be in. It can be everything from a giant glacier that grinds mountains into sand, or the ice tinkling in a highball glass, or most of the highball itself. It can be a drop of dew or a tsunami. Is it water that fish swim in? A fish cannot be said to swim in water. A fish is the perfect manifestation of water, even as each of us is the perfect manifestation of the great reality, even though we may not realize it. And that is the point. Having this unique and precious gift of a human body-mind, we have the capacity to realize it. The water we are talking about is not just H2O. Here's what Dogen has to say about water in the Mountains and Waters Sutra. Water is neither strong nor weak, neither wet nor dry, neither moving nor still, neither cold nor hot, neither existent nor non-existent, neither deluded nor enlightened. When water solidifies, it is harder than a diamond. Who can crack it? When water melts, it is gentler than milk. Who can destroy it? Do not doubt that these are the characteristics water manifests. You should reflect on the moment when you see the water of the 10 directions as the water of the 10 directions. This is not just studying the moment when human and heavenly beings see water. This is studying the moment when water sees water. Because water has practice realization of water. Water speaks of water. Think about that. Water speaks of water. This is complete understanding. You should go forward and backward and leap beyond the vital path where other fathoms other. Therefore, water is not just earth, water, fire, wind, space, or consciousness. Water is not blue, yellow, red, white, or black. Water is not forms, sounds, smells, tastes, touchables, or mind objects. But water as earth, water, fire, wind, and space realizes itself. Water as earth, fire, air realizes itself. Water in this cup. The lectern. The traffic. You yourself realizes itself. Every moment. This moment realizes itself. But this is not about ignoring or pretending that differences don't exist. It is not about crusading for some abstract notion of equality. Aristotle said the worst form of iniquity is to try to make unequal things equal. We cannot put things on a Procrustean bed and cut and stretch our lives to fit an abstract notion of oneness. Guishan continued, so why not use water and make the entire field level? Make the entire field level. Is that our aim? Is it our aim to see that all is one and go no further? How can we possibly function like that? If I eat, does that really mean that you will not still be hungry? Oneness is not sameness. Dogen continues, all beings do not see mountains and waters in the same way. Some beings see water as a jeweled ornament, but they do not regard jeweled ornaments as water. Some beings see water as wondrous blossoms, but they do not use blossoms as water. Hungry ghosts see water as raging fire or pus and blood. Dragons see water as a palace or pavilion. How do you see water? How do you see water in this moment? How do you see it when you leave this zendo and go to Orioki or to Doksan? Have I seen water as an operating room, a bed in the cardiac unit, an apartment, a cup of water? Do you see water as the horror of what is going on in Iraq or in the slums of Mumbai? Do you see water in the spring, the summer, fall, and winter? Do you see water as your family, your job, your friends, your practice? And if so, how do you use it? Bai Zhang said, if you call this a water bottle, you are attached to the form. If you don't call it a water bottle, you ignore the fact. What will you call it? One day Zhao Zhou entered the meditation hall where a brother monk was sitting. The monk asked Zhao Zhou, why are you here? Zhao Zhou said, I have come to measure the water. The monk said, there is not even a drop of water here. Zhao Zhou immediately left. So we have to take one more step. We have to let go of water. We have to let go of high, low, and any notions of leveling. Thus, Yangshan said, water is not necessary. Master, high places are level as high, and low places are level as low. One of our introductory koans reads, the Diamond Sutra says, in being there is no differentiation whatever, no high, no low. Why is it, then, that Long's Peak is high and the Denver foothills low? We acknowledge high and low. We have to be in accord with what is. Only then can we pursue our bodhisattva practice. Again, Dogen says in his instructions to the cook, put what is suited to a high place in a high place, and what belongs in a low place in a low place. Those things that are in a high place will be settled there. Those that are suited to be in a low place will be settled there. We settle where we are. Right now, we are settled on our mats. But can we settle in our lives in the world? Can we settle in high, low, pain, sorrow, frustration, fear, or desire? Can we see every state we find ourselves in for what it truly is and settle there? Making the field level is speaking with courtesy and respect to a bum, a bishop, a doctor, or a dishwasher, with those we agree with and those we don't. Because our bodhisattva work involves settling others as well as ourselves. They are not separate. It's not about remaining static in our lives. Of course, everything changes. But if we are not settled where we are, we will be unable to move. So don't look forward. Don't look back. The here and now is the only possible reality because it contains all realities. It contains the water. It is the water. Let me take a page from Master Yin Wu and add my own line-by-line comments to the case. One day, Master Yang Shan joined his teacher Guishan in plowing the rice field. Comment. Clouds merging in the empty sky. Were they ever apart? Yang Shan said, Master, this place is low. How can I level it with the higher place? Comment. The Diamond Sutra says, in being there is no differentiation whatever. No high, no low. Surely he's heard of it. Guishan said, water is level, so why not use water and make the entire field level? He's just playing along, this is the comment. Water finds its own level by itself, no effort required. Yangshan said, water is not necessary. Master, high places are level as high places. Low places are level as low. Comment. Birds fly high. Snakes crawl on the ground. Wonderful indeed. Guishan said, yes, that is so. Does he approve? Approval or disapproval? Don't enter in. In another mondo, a monk asked the master, high in the mountains where there is no one around, is there still Dharma? The master said, there is. The monk asked, what Dharma is that? The master said, the large rocks are large, the small rocks are small. Together with all beings, we realize the way.